Well, today, with the Lord's help, we're going to look at something. I think if I was to title this today, I would call it Fear of Tomorrow. Fear of Tomorrow. I want you to think about it today. Is there anything that you're afraid of that might happen tomorrow? Is there anything that you're afraid of that might happen next week? Is there anything that you're afraid of might happen in the next 6 months or a year? Fear. What's that?
China and Russia.
China and Russia, right? There's a lot of things that we could be afraid of, and we're going to talk about some of them today and how that affects us, what God's Word says about it. Fear is something that that God has allowed to be an emotion or a thing that's a part of our life, and it has effects on our body, and it has a good purpose if it's used appropriately. If you have if there's a bull out here that has already ran over three people, and he's broke through the fence, and he's outside this building, it'd probably be a good idea to have a little bit of fear and not just walk out there and be like, hey, what's up? In that case, fear is actually going to protect or help us, right? If you are driving on the mountainous road that goes across from Cuba to La Cueva, and it turns to dirt back in there way up in the mountain, and you're cutting across, and there's, 100-foot drop on the side of the road on this little dirt gravel road, probably be good to have a little bit of fear of that edge of that road. I mean, that's probably a good thing, right? So fear can have a place. It also, in our bodies, it has effects. If you research on it or do some reading on it, it brings things to pass in our body that help protect us in a situation where we need to be afraid, or we need to be able to run, or we need to be able to do something that otherwise we would not normally be dealing with. They call it fight or flight. When fear, adrenaline kicks in, and all of a sudden our blood is focused to the areas of our body to where we need to be able to run fast or fight to protect ourselves or our family. We don't necessarily need to do other things, a normal day-to-day life. Perfect example of that is in our gut, in our intestines. We don't necessarily need that right now if we're needing to run. We don't need to be digesting food when we're running away from the bull, right? Or the bear. We don't need to be digesting food right now. And our body knows that, and it shifts the blood flow away from it. And that is why, actually, if you're very, very scared, people will vomit and other things. Because there, it completely shuts off. Your body does not need it. And so let's talk today. Actually, I think I want to pause and pray. I do this often because I often feel a sense of needing God's help. So I want to pray today. Heavenly Father, I need your help today. As we look at these things, we look at your word, we're asking that you would guide and direct each heart that's listening here today. That they would sense your presence and your guidance in their heart and in their life. But me, Lord, that I would say the things that you'd have me to. Lord, that you would guide my thoughts in the direction that you'd have us to go today. Push back anything that would be a distraction. Lord, that your presence would have right away. We love you today. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. What are some things that we have fear of today? I have a whole list of things that we as humans would be afraid of. And this is specifically talking about fear of tomorrow. What are we afraid of that might happen tomorrow? Anybody have anything that comes to mind?
Being
big storm, lightning.
Lightning storm. Especially after that big hailstorm a few years ago, or two, whatever that's been, 2 years, I think. Mm-hmm. You see a big, dark, nasty cloud and the fear of hail in a bad storm, right? Good. Even though we don't have a storm on top of us right now, even though it's not even raining yet and we're starting to be afraid that it might hail. Can happen. Anything else that comes to mind? Fear of what might happen in the future. Later today, tomorrow. Yeah, when you're running, that a mountain lion is going to be out there. You know, in the Bible, there's a place where it talks about the person that listens to that fear and it keeps them from getting out of bed. They say, I can't get out of bed today because there might be a lion outside. I mean, that could be a legit thing, right? But fear of what? Have you seen a mountain lion since you've been running?
No.
Nope. But you're still, there's still the fear there, right, that there might be. Have you seen any tracks? Mm-hmm. No? No tracks? Have you heard one screaming when you're running in the morning?
No.
Okay, we haven't heard one. We haven't seen one. We don't even know for sure that one's been there, but we're still afraid that he might be there, right? I'm just pointing it out, right? That's the way fear works. Anything else that we might be afraid of tomorrow?
Wood price and gas.
Yeah, the price of wood and the price of gas. Inflation. How am I going to be able to feed 6 kids? And myself. I take a lot of food too. How can we, that's a fear, right? If it's your responsibility to make sure that some mouths have food and heat and gas and all those things.
You know, like I go to work very early in the morning, 5:15, 5:25. And then when I get to my client's house, I don't see no sun. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think, oh my God, what if God decides to come back today?
Mm-hmm.
Am I ready?
Yes. Okay.
It always comes to mind, I think.
So a fear of not being ready, right?
Not being ready.
That's
especially
it.
For our kids, mm-hmm. You know,
for family members that are not ready. Yes.
That really makes me think.
Yes. What if today was the day and then, yes. You know, there's some of the family that's not ready yet. That's a real fear.
Another thing is COVID.
Yes. Especially so sickness, but especially sickness on a worldwide scale, mm-hmm. that infuses fear into people like crazy. We know that now because we've experienced it, right? Just recently. And so we know what that fear looks like. We know what it feels like. And fear of what's going to happen tomorrow in the health of our people. Anything else that comes to mind that we might be afraid of tomorrow?
Getting a flat with no help.
Yep, get a flat tire in the stretch where there's no signal and no nobody and nothing. Yes. Anything else?
Death.
I had that one written down too. Fear of death. Yes. That one stares us in the face a lot. Fear of death.
I'm getting angry.
Yeah. So that would stem off of fear of what kind of situations we're going to have to deal with tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? Who's going to run their mouth? Who's going to say that? Who's going to do this? Who's going to? I mean, that's a legit fear.
Global war.
Yeah, war. Yep.
China and Russia getting
yes.
together, and then Biden's over here like,
yep.
Nothing's going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're too busy beating on Trump. That mm-hmm. These guys are really getting together. Mm-hmm. They're not even ready for anything. What's
yes.
going to happen? Our young kids, they, you know, that's what bothers me.
Fear of war.
Yes.
It's a fear that especially impacts those that have been affected by war. And you know what? We live in a privileged generation that hasn't had, I mean, I'm talking the younger generation, hasn't felt that. Some of the older ones have, and they know what that means. And it is a thing that brings fear because it's awful. Anything else? Fear of what?
Fear of all the shooting in the public places. Mm-hmm.
Yes, fear of what might happen. Shootings and terrorist type activities. Schools and Walmart, wherever, right? We got a lot of stuff to be scared of this morning. Anything else? Yes. What about, I was thinking about fear that's generated because of who might be in political office, or who might, the person that's in political office, what decisions they might make for us that or that impact us. What kind of decision is the are the officials going to make that is going to have a negative outcome on us? What about the fear of having to maintain a good reputation, or the fear of losing a good reputation? Does that ever bother you when you think about, what about if I, you know, lose the little bit of family name that I have? What about if my brother or sister ruins the family name? What about if all of a sudden my last name, Archibald, doesn't mean anything anymore? It has a bad reputation tied to it. By the way, I wanted to point this out. This is something that's very, it really got my thinking on this recently. Reputation, and I don't know who said this, but I ran across it. Reputation is what people think about you. Character is what God knows about you. And there's a difference there, because I agree. Like, I want to have a good reputation. But did you know that several years ago, many years ago, that God brought me to a place where I had no control over my reputation? And I had to give my reputation to God and say, God, I can't live in a fear that nobody that I'm not going to have a good reputation. I can't live there anymore. And so if I have a good reputation, thank you, Jesus. If you take it away from you, thank you anyway. It's out of my control. Why? Because I do not have any control, or very little control, over what people say and what people post and what people gripe about. You guys can go say whatever you want, and I can't stop you. And vice versa, right? So we don't have control. So it helped me, because I thought about that, and I thought, you know what? That we want to have a good reputation, but it's not something to lose a whole lot of sleep over. If it's outside of our control, then... Character is how God knows that we're going to act. We know that we're going to be truthful. We know that we're going to be a person of integrity, someone that somebody can trust. And so character is far more valuable than reputation. That's extra. No charge for that one today. Maybe we'll preach on those some other time. What about another thing that brings fear is things that's happened in the past. So past trauma. So we were hurt before in the past, so now we're afraid that we're going to be hurt in the future. There's all kinds of things that fall underneath of that. But past trauma, it could be anything from a relationship trauma to a car accident. You have a car accident, I guarantee you, you're going to be more afraid that you're going to have another one. We see it all the time. If you're struck by lightning, by some crazy, somehow, a lightning strikes you, all of a sudden you're probably the most scared person of getting hit by lightning again. Because everybody says, well, it never happens. Nobody hardly ever gets. Then you're the one person that got hit. Well, sure you're going to be. You see what? What's that? A family fight would bring trauma in. So now you're afraid that it's going to come up again, or it's going to go down that same road again. Fear, right? Fear that's going to happen tomorrow. Wow. Another one that kind of hinges on what we talked, was mentioned about the decision, about children and if the Lord comes back. But some people are scared or afraid of what decisions their children and grandchildren are going to make. And that's a legit thing that can be held over us, a fear that can grip us. What are my kids going to do? How are they going to deal with this situation? Yes. money, the job, what others say, what others post, worldwide pandemics, death, misunderstandings, fear of misunderstandings.
Accusations.
Yep, accusations. Just trouble in general. It's going to be bad tomorrow. I just know it's going to be rough. So, let's pivot off of that now that we're all scared to death. I hope nobody knocks on the window. Patsy's going to jump out of her seat. Yep. Oh, man. Yep. I'll tell you what. There's things that feed fear, too. And if you want to listen to the news and watch the news and read the news, there's a lot of things to be scared about. Yep. The world's ending. Russia's destroying us tomorrow. Your kids are done. Inflation's too high. The comet or the meteorite's going to hit us and everything's over. Well, thank God I won't feel anything then. It'll be done. It's bad. It's bad. It's real bad. Yep. Fear of wrong decisions, making a wrong choice. You know, there's people that will never make a choice because they're afraid that they'll make a wrong one. Yeah. Well, I can't buy a truck because I'm not sure if it's a Chevy or a Ford's better. And if I buy one, I'm afraid I'm going to buy the wrong one. I'm afraid. No, it's not normally that bad. But
eating out, they give you a menu.
Yep.
You don't know what, you know, to try, so you copy the other person.
Yep. There you go. Fear of a bad choice. Some of that I think stems from a fear of commitment, right? Well, once I tell them this is what I want, then that's what they're going to bring, and now I'm stuck. If I tell them I want to eat chicken, I might change, you know. I actually wanted beef, and here we go. Now I'm stuck with the chicken. Now, it could be fear of anything, right? Fear is a real thing. Fear of tomorrow is not good. If fear changes your life, impacts your life, so it's not good. And we're going to look at some scriptures that have to do with that. I think the first one I want to read to you today is 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. I have a few that we're going to just read quickly as we're going through this today. 2 Timothy. I'm sorry, I told you wrong. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Could be, yep. Yes. 2 Timothy, man, I'm struggling today. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'm going to have Loretta read this to us in Navajo this morning. And then we'll talk about it. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7.
Hala di yin gat has tkiko Ntsaha kees don he de na aada Nde be a zil aado a yo o Ne in da a da a hanyago Ntsaha kees ni he de na a.
Right. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. I think in simple terms this morning, that would just show us simply that if there is a spirit of fear that is controlling our life, that's not of God. So if we know that that spirit is not of God, then we would have to agree that it's from the devil. So let's settle that right now before we get too much farther in this. That if there is a spirit of fear that is controlling us, it's affecting our thought life, it's affecting our prayer life, it's affecting our job decisions, it's affecting whatever it is, how we act or react, it's controlling what we do or don't do because of fear, it's not from God. says furthermore that God instead has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. A mind that is sound is a mind that makes decision based on facts and reality, what has actually happened, not based on something that might happen. I looked up some things on fear, and specifically chronic fear. Chronic fear is fear that's continuing on. Acute fear, if we were to use the medical terminology, acute fear is something that's right now, right? I'm afraid because there's a legit thing outside that's going to hurt me. All of a sudden, I realize that I'm way too close to the edge and I'm about to fall off. And that fear comes in, an adrenaline rush comes in, and all of a sudden my respiratory rate goes sky high, my blood pressure is going up, my heart rate is going up. Super strength is into my arms and legs to be able to grab and to hold on. That's acute, all right? Now, chronic is the fear that because of days and months and years of always being afraid of what someone's going to say, and always afraid of when Russia's finally going to attack us, and when we're finally going to have a flat tire in the middle of nowhere and nobody will be out there to help us. And the list is on and on and on of what we just talked about. Always this chronic fear, all the time living in fear. Now we're going to look at the scripture tells us that that's not of God, and we'll look at some other scriptures here in a minute that tells us it's not the way that God intended. But even from a strictly a medical standpoint, they will tell you it's not good. Let me just read this few things that is caused by chronic fear or just living in a state of fear. This research is put out by University of Minnesota. These are things that are caused by chronic fear. A weakened immune system. Well, let's just pause right there for a second, because who wants to have a high immune system that can withstand a worldwide pandemic, right? I do. I want to have God-given immunity that is I'm healthy. The first thing on the list that happens when we begin to live in a state of chronic fear, continued fear, is it begins to weaken or tear down our immune system. Cardiovascular damage. Let me just simplify this one. If your heart rate is running high all the time because you're living in a state of fear, and your blood pressure is running high all the time, is the logical thing to conclude from that is there's going to be damage to your heart and the systems there. That's the logical side. But it's proven cardiovascular damage. That's what that is heart issues. Gastrointestinal problems. Ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome. This comes right back to what we just mentioned earlier. Your body doesn't, in a state of fear, doesn't need the intestinal tract. So if it's continually lacking blood flow because you're always falling into this state of fear and worry, it's not functioning appropriately. It's not getting what it needs. Decreased fertility. Impaired memory formation, especially long term. Negative impacts on decision making. Interruption of the regulation of emotions. Fatigue. Clinical depression. And PTSD. All of those are negative. All of those are bad. So there's the what the results of some studies that's been done of the effects of fear, living in fear, living in a constant state of fear that will have on our body and our mind. Let's look at some more scriptures now. Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. This one is talking specifically about the tomorrow. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 reads like this. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And I have Loretta read this one as well. Proverbs 27 and verse 1.
Is cargo cut at the lefty nego, na ho argo t'other be at the hut nehe, hala is cargo t'ho don nilligi don spejo zenda.
This one this morning is reminding us that we don't have control over tomorrow. And it says there, don't brag about or don't boast about what the things that you're going to do tomorrow, because you don't really have control over it anyway. The reason that I wanted to read this one today is because it really points out of where we're really at in that fact that we don't have control over it anyway. And this comes right back to the thing that we talked about, the reputation. If we don't have a control over it, then why in the world would we sit there and worry about it and ruin our body and ruin our relationships over something that we don't have any control over anyway? The next one I want to read to you is Matthew 6 and 34, I believe it is. I think when we read this here, we need to read verse 33 too. 33 is one of my favorite verses. It's one of the things that God has really used in my family many, many times as a promise. So we're going to have to read that one too. Matthew 6, 33 and 34. If you want to back up earlier in this chapter, a few verses back, you'll see that God tells us, he says, the flowers, the grass, the birds, he says, I take care of them. I make sure they have food. I make sure they have clothes. I make sure they have what they need. Surely, surely, I can take care of you too. That's the simple, like, version of this chapter. But we get down here to the end in verse 33. Also 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We could pause right here, and this is the solution for the worry. This is the solution for the fear of what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't worry about these things. God says, I'm taking care of the flowers. I'm taking care of the birds. I'm taking care of all the rest of these things that I have created. I've created you too, and I'm surely going to take care of you too. What you need to do is put me first. Seek my will first. God, how do you want me to respond in the negative situation that's happening tomorrow? Lord, how do you want me to pray for this? Lord, I just want to give these things over to you. I want to seek your will and your guidance in it first. Let's keep reading. Verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. By the way, this is written in red. This is Jesus speaking. And he says here, he says, this is straight from him. Don't be taking thought for tomorrow. In other words, don't be worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. He says, tomorrow has enough things to think about tomorrow. Don't be ruining your life today about what might happen tomorrow. And it says, Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, there's bad things going on today. There's going to be bad things going on tomorrow. And they have enough evil things to worry about tomorrow. So let's not worry about those evil things tomorrow. Let's just worry about the things that we're dealing with today. If you could read that, Loretta, Matthew 6,
33 and 34. Hala is kango baka tishn tao tishli ta holando. Saaje bi aje na huitna ni hui lehe ki bende ta akhode ko aje na huitna hai hala.
Straight from Jesus. Don't worry about those things. Put me first. I think... in all of those things that we just mentioned that are trouble, that we would be things that we would be afraid of or fear of tomorrow, loss and trouble and pain and misunderstanding and death, pandemics, past traumas, political office, who's holding it and what they're going to do, our reputation, our money, our job, the decisions that our kids are going to make, what others are going to say. What bad news is going to come our way? Seek Him first in it. That's the ticket. That's the end of the story. We could stop right now and be done. That's the solution. You see, we're as humans, we have a tendency to try to fix things on our own. Say, well, if I can just worry about this for a little while and stress out about this for a little while, it'll probably, you know, I can kind of fix this and figure out what to do. That's kind of the way we have a tendency to do things. I just keep thinking about the song of Tell It to Jesus. Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Let's read another scripture today. James in chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? He asks a question here. For what is your life? What is my life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. He asks the question here. He says, what is your life? What is my life? And he simply says it's the steam that's coming off of the pot sitting on the wood stove. Comes off. It's gone. I'm going to have you read this again. James 4, 13 and 14. Thank you.
James 4:13. Hai e kota dohne, dije is kado, kin hal aje di ka, a queen a ha, da iniko netocha, a ko beso bene he da hodo leish. 14. E jan is kago a hodo nihligito, nihil beda hosen dante, a da dohne, john he ina shah hat e at a hai. Ha eat o konoranage haleko at the hiki na leni ita at a.
You see here, he says in 13, Be careful about what you're saying that you're going to go do tomorrow. I think if we could bring this down to the fear level, we need to be careful about what we're saying that we're afraid of that's going to happen tomorrow. Just as if in this case it says we need to be careful before we go saying, hey, I'm going to go over here and do this. I'm going to go make this money. I'm going to go get this education, whatever it is. And sometimes those are good things. But we need to be careful in that, because if not, we're going to leave God out of the picture. And we're going to be doing it our plans, what I want. And God says, you should be seeking me first. You should be seeking what I want first. I know what's going to happen tomorrow. I know how long your life is. I know what's going to happen next week, next year, 10 years down the road. And in the same factor, when we're looking at fear of tomorrow, for us to say, I think that I should be worried about this problem. I think that I need to be sitting here stressing my life away in a situation of fear about what's going to happen, is for us to take God out of the picture as well. Because he said he is the one that holds tomorrow. He's the one that has it under control. He's the one that knows what's going to happen. And it's the evil that's going to happen tomorrow is for itself. We should be worried about what's happening today and not living in fear of what's going to be tomorrow. There's a quote, I believe it comes from a song. It says, we don't know what tomorrow holds. Is that true? Does anybody know what's going to happen tomorrow for sure? Nope. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But we know who holds tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. Thank God I don't know. I don't want to have to deal with the stress of knowing what's going to happen. Knowing for sure. To be honest, I just want to seek his face. Seek him first. Seek him number one. And then deal with tomorrow when it gets here. And let him hold that. Let him be in control of it. Let him be the one that says, I've got tomorrow under control. So I don't know today what kind of fears might be affecting your life. I don't know what kind of fears that we maybe have let creep into our hearts and into our minds. We've listed a whole bunch of them. And more than just listing them here today, we live in a world where fear is injected into our lives at all different levels. Fear can be injected into your life through the newspaper, through Facebook, through any other form of social media, through the billboards on the side of the road, through the radio, through some family member that's burdened down and just needs to share all the negative that's happening. And maybe we need to listen, right? I'm not saying that doesn't need to happen. But what I'm saying is that's a point for fear to be injected into our lives. And so I think the caution for us today, as we evaluate what it is that God would have for us today and how he would want to speak to our hearts today, is fear can be something that maybe it's been there a long time, but maybe it's something that's begun to creep in more recently. Over the last couple of years, it begins to increase a little bit more. We begin to, before we realize it, we didn't tell the Lord about it. We didn't seek his will first in it. And it has gotten to the point to where we begin to live in a place of fear. As soon as we see that person's name pop up on the phone, the fear grips us. As soon as someone brings up that situation, fear grips us. As soon as we remember and we recall that past trauma, fear grips us. Let's not live that way. Let's deal with the fear. Let's use it in its right place. Use it for the short time when it allows us to function in a dangerous situation. But let's not live in a spirit of fear. Let's not live in a place of fear. Let's live in a place where we're free from fear. Where we allow God to have control over tomorrow, like He already does anyway. We let Him have it. When we seek Him first, when we think about that traumatic experience, or we think about that thing that is probably going to happen, then we say, God, I just want to have You first in this situation. How do You want to help me? How can I respond and help someone else? What is it that You want me to learn from it? Seek His face first in it. And then let's live a life that's free from chronic fear. Fear of tomorrow. Lord, help us today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word. It spoke to my heart today. Reminded me once again that in everything, I should be seeking You first. When fear begins to arise of tomorrow and what's going to happen, that I seek Your face and You first. Your will first. What is it You want me to do today? Lord, that You would bring these truths home to us as we think about them. As we go our separate ways this week, that You would help us to give these things to You and not live in a place of fear. Lord, we want to be a benefit to our community. We want to be a benefit to our family. We want to be a benefit to those that we come in contact with. And Lord, we realize today if we're living in a spirit of fear, if we're continually driven by a spirit of fear, which is not from You, but is from the devil, that we are not in any place, in any way or any shape or form, able to truly help our family and our community. Lord, help us today to look to You. We love You. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.